Rashi and Tosis Legabe the Pshat in our Sugya that the Braise was referring to Shtar Shichrur and Gerisha, which are two categories that exist in Shlichus Balkor. Zot Rashi. Rabbi Meir holds in a situation where Shlichus Bal Korche is applicable, you're able to be Chayzer. The Hainu, a situation where a person does not want to go free, then Rabbi Meir allows for Chazar. Comes along Tosis and asks against Rashi, implication is that would be the shita of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Meir alone. But the implication is that according to the Rabbanim, that hold that what? That you. It's a schus for you to be free, and the schia works by shichur, even if it was against the will of the Eved. Says Tosis, it's impossible to say such an idea. Nemela Rashi got it wrong in our sugya, and therefore Tosis says that the Gemara refers to something entirely different with Rabbi Yochanan's pshat that we spoke about yesterday. That the pshat is that the Gemara thought that maybe Chazara wouldn't be applicable in this situation, since the das of the recipient is irrelevant. So there was a bzunder, a specific chiddush by Chazara over here, but we weren't talking about a case where the Eved was Amar B'Tzavach, because if that would be the case, if the Eved was saying, I am not interested in the Shichur, even Rabbanan would agree that a person cannot yell and scream, and we can apply the din of Zachon La'adam Shalai Lefanam. However, that's the opinion of Tosfos. We explored that when one looks in the Mishnah and Kiddushin, and the Chavezim and Beis, that the Mishnah introduces that according to the Rabbanon, you're able to be Meshuchrer Bekesef Al Yedei Atzma, that he himself can buy himself out. Gemara asks, the implication is b'kesef al yedei acherim, according to the Rabbanon, that wouldn't work. If another guy wants to pay to get you out, that wouldn't work. Correct the Gemara Kasha, why not? Maybe kesef al yedei acherim should also work according to the Rabbanon. Why didn't the Mishnah say b'kesef al yedei acherim according to the Rabbanon? That's what the Gemara deals with in Kiddushin and Afchav Gimel Menah. The Gemara has different options. The Rishonim all work on this kasha. So the Rishonim ask, maybe it's just a very simple teretz. What's the shita of the Rabbanan based off of? Gittin, daf yud beis, daf yud gimel, that what? It's a schus to go free, to not be an eved, to be a ben chayrin, or to join the public. Ein Shum. ChatGPT, I'm saying.
I need to read it. I read it.
Yeah, about it. The boy said, but if the guy's screaming his head off, and the guy's saying he doesn't want it, so obviously we wouldn't apply the dinner as often as Shlomo Fano. I mean, the Rabbanon would agree. So why did the Gemara just say, oh, you know why the Rabbanan didn't say the Kesef Al Yedei Acherim? It's because it's a case where the guy doesn't want to go free. He's Amar B'Tzavach. Simple suggestion to add it. Explain away the Mishnah to answer your kasha from the Gemara on Chav Gimel Menah to explain the Mishnah on Chav Beis Menah. So half the Rishonim say, you're right, there's a technical answer. It just wouldn't have worked out the way the Rif answers and the first opinion in the quoted in the Rashba, that it has to be Dumya Dishtar, and Shtar wouldn't work in that situation. comes on the Rashba in Kiddushin and Achav Gemara and Alf, and he says, no. The reason the Gemara didn't suggest that is because it's wrong. The Rashba says a whopper of a Chiddush. The Rashba says that Zachim Adam Shalai B'Fanav, don't ever forget this, Rabbi Yisai, the Rashba in Kiddushin says Zachim Adam Shalai B'Fanav, and even if a guy is Amad Mitzvah, it works. And that's why the Gemara didn't say this. Zok the Rashba, v'hi ha-noisenes! This is the raya! That even if a person is Amad Mitzvah, if by definition it's a schus, so then it works. Then the Rashba goes on a page later in the Indian Halacha and he explains and he clarifies such a din. He says the reason why this should work is because this is what's called in Halacha a schus gamur. An absolute schus. Meaning, the Rashba is bothered by Akash. If I give Ben $1 million through Jeremy, and Ben says, I'm sorry, Rabbi, I don't want your money. And he starts screaming, Amad Betzavach. What's that halacha, Rabbi Yisai? Doesn't work. Why not, says the Rashba? Says the Rashba, because it's not a... It's not a schus gamur. It's a very hard Rashba to understand in this generation. Because the Gemara says, Soine matanos yichid. Mara says we don't want presents. Person should hate gifts. It's always strings attached. Okay? So that's why getting a gift is considered not a schus gamur. Okay? The implication in that line of the Rashba, which is what's quoted by many people in the Rashba, listen carefully, Rabbi said, is that, but if it's a schus gamur, then the Rashba would hold, even if it's a omid v'tzavach, that would work. Right? That's the first part of the Rashba. The problem is the Rashba goes weiter. And it doesn't stop there. If you would have stopped the Rashba there, then it would come out a chiddush nifla in kola tarakula by a schus gamur, the guy can scream his head off. It doesn't apply. And that's the way I've heard this Rashba quoted. But I don't think that that's what the Rashba holds. The Rashba asks on this that if that's true by Yeschus Gamor, that you're able to what? Be Zoicha even against the will of the individual, then why is it what? By Gerus, it doesn't apply. Yeschus Gamor. Why is it by Leket Shikrupeya? It doesn't apply. Why is it by Hefker? It doesn't apply. Right? You all saw this kasha, Rabbi Yisai? Rashba says in many places that the Rashba calls a schus gamur, we don't apply the Amid Mitzvah.
What do you mean by hefker?
One second. Where is this Rashba? Of Gaze. Of Gimel. William Sakalacha. The Afal P, Frekta Rashba, he goes on, Sheb Mitzia, to pick up a Mitzia on behalf of someone else. Ubenichsi Ager, Ubelek Chachichu Upeya, right? All those things you're not going to be obliged by anyone else. It's not a matana. The Schus Gomeru, the Ger Kotten Shevila, the Zen Shein Zachmo Balgarchlev, he's yelling and screaming, we don't apply it. Like the Gemara says, Beferish in Geirish, in Ksubis, Taf Yudalf and Abbas, Higdilu Yecholim Yimchos, if the child grows up, Rabbi Yisai, and becomes a gadol, he could reject all of Yiddishkeit. You adopt a child and now make him into a ger, Rabbi Yisai. You don't know about this stuff, but this stuff goes on all the time. And then he finds out when he's a gadol, he has the ability to say, I'm not interested. And guess what? Higdilu Yecholim Yimchos, and what? He's not Jewish. Any like high school kid that really wants to play a joke, it's not really a joke. He could say that line and he finds out that he went through a Gerus process. Ooh. That's pretty scary.
Even with the brisk?
Yeah. Do you have to say you want it or?
That's a good child. It's actually a machlik is
lemaisa bevote dinim. In Eretz Yisrael, lemakra for a year, a little less.
Can you put them in a lifnei iver situation?
Ritva, the Ritva says that you need bedavka kabbalah and Rabbi Yashiv paskim like that, and that's the machlit, and that's the mahalach of the geirus in Eretz Yisrael. Our bevote dinim are a little more makel like that. Some don't have the conversation. Rav Moshe was very worried about it. Rav Moshe says, what happens if you never tell a kid and he's 25 years old, he's married with kids, and then he finds out and he's just like, hey, this Judaism is a little stressful. I'm gonna opt out.
Do all of his mitzvahs?
All of his kids?
Retroactively.
All of his kids. He had kids. They're all going.
He's not going
to have
that. He's married.
He's not Jewish. His wife's Jewish. Oh, married. Yeah, okay. I say she's a gay. Okay, they're both out now. You're right. Sorry. Okay, sorry. You're right. Okay, there's another person in the picture. You see, Amar B'Tzavach works. I it's a schus gomer. Right?
What do Rabbi do by Hefker?
Hefker, picking up a piece of Hefker for someone else.
That's a schus gomer?
No, you just said a matana is not a...
Matana. I said.
What's the difference?
Matana strings attached.
Is that a chol gomer?
Strings attached. I like that.
What? I don't get it.
No, it makes sense.
Like a pun? What?
No, like just...
Yeah, you tie strings around a matana. Is that not what you were saying?
This is how you want to end your last one.
Then why were you laughing?
Now the Rashba continues with this kasha, and he makes an about face. Hocha shiny, de'ilu isa le'eved kan, kaifino le'klubu le'kabule bal korche. Kilesa nami mizakina le'bal korche. Masha inke be'isha da'afagav de megarsha bal korche ade achir loy, mishun d'choy v'loy v'eichav l'adam shol v'ponav. What did Rashba say? Talk to Rashba. This is a bezunder vart by Eved. This is not applicable to any other area outside of Eved. Why? Because the halacha is that if the Eved was here, what could I do? If the Eved was here? Take it. You say what?
No.
No. Take it. You say? No. And he loses. So Zokta Rashba, in such a parsha, yeah. In such a parsha, right, like an aksha. In such a parsha, right, even if he's Amad B'Tzavach, we could apply the dinim of Zchiya. But every other area, like Geirus, like Leket Shichru Peya, even by Schus Gomer is what? According to the Rashba. If he's screaming his head off, what's that halacha according to the Rashba? You can't do a bal korcho. Meaning the two pshatim of the Rashba have major nafkaminas, Rabbi Isai. When you originally read the Rashba, he's saying that in the parsha of Schus Gomer, if you're Amad B'Tzavach, and you say and you protest, sounds like according to the Rashba, it's a Schus Gomer, it's not like a Matana, it's Mamish a Schus Gomer, sounds like you don't have the ability to stop it. It's a train that's running without you, right? But then the Rashba says, but it can't be, because I have a raya from Ksubis, from Geirus, that even by Schus Gomers and other cases that you can reject it. So says the Rashba, you're right. We're saying a unique halacha by what? By Eved Knaini, by Shichur of an Eved Knaini. Shichur of an Eved Knaini, if the guy himself was here, he could accept it Bal Korcho? He would have to accept it Bal Korcho? So also, if he's not here, it exists, Bal Korcho. And that's the answer to what the Rashba said to the original Kasha on the Gemara, on Chav Gimel. Why did the Gemara suggest that it was Amid B'Tzava? He's not backing out from that teretz. Repeat what?
The last statement. The Rashba's not backing out.
He's not backing out to the pshat that he said why the Gemara didn't give the option, according to Rabbanan, of why he was Amid B'Tzava, because Amid B'Tzava would be good and would work when it comes to Shtar Shichru. If he's Amad B'Tzavach. The Mela Rabbi Isai, Legabe, where Rabbi Shechter always quotes, the crackpot in Israel. That wanted to say that you could be Mezakeh get from a wife, from a man. Because we say it's a Schus Gomer, and the Rashba holds that by a Schus Gomer, even if he's saying, I don't want it, we can put in the Parsha of Schiyah.
It's against the Rashba. Look in Ikve Atzayin Siman Lamed. He quotes this idea. So Rav Shechter points out correctly. That's not what the Rashba says. The Rashba backs out of that shot in the end. So how can you apply the din of Schia to be mezakeh again to a woman without the initiation of a husband? Aside from the fact that Rav Shechter holds that by gerushin you need a higher level of das and you would need his tzivui. And he proves it from Shitas HaRambam. We don't have time to get into it. That the Rambam says that when you beat a guy up to give a get and he says rotzani, he has to say rotzani. So Rav Soloveitchik explained the reason is because the level of das for gittin has to be a higher das alimta, higher level of das, Rav Chaim said, more than kiddushin. So avada, you can't do it through schia. But even without that, Rabbi Yisai, this guy was hanging his hat on the Rashba. The Rashba in kiddushin chav gimel. What does the Rashba in kiddushin chav gimel say in the end? He says schus gomor afilu amid v'tzavach. It works. He can protest. It could work. Be mezakeh to get to the isha without his initiation. Says Rav Shechter, that's not even what the Rashba says. He was mine. I went over to him. I said, he said, yeah, it's against the Rashba. It's a misquote. In addition, Rabbi Yisai, it's also a violation of what? Zochim Me'od. You're now taking something away from the individual. You're not giving them something. Okay. That shouldn't be the worst thing in the world because there are those that are chaylik on the tzoyis by Zochim Me'odim and the Rashba and Darim. It holds Zochim Me'odim also as long as it's a schus. By the way, that comes up la'alacha. Anyone know where? Yeah. You all have this shiloh every year. This guy is not going to do Mechiris Chametz for, right? I know this person's not going to do it. Can I do it Ali De Zochim? Can I sell his Chametz on his behalf? Ali De Zochim, that's Zochim Me'odim. So Rav Shechter says, because we passed him against that ktsois, therefore you could do it. Because the Chazon Ish didn't agree with that ktsois. But if you the ktsois, it wouldn't work.
Could do what?
Sell it without him. Without his das, his chiyah would work.
Even if you ask from his?
Huh? You're selling his
chametz. Let's say,
you're selling his chametz.
I'm saying, but let's say he doesn't get rid of it and then he gets from his
That's his issue. I'm trying to save him from whatever I can save. Yeah. I'm saving him from Bal Yerah by Matzah. He eats chametz. He's got karis. Okay. So, I can't change it.
Is that a schus? You sold his comics, now he's eating something else.
Oh, you're causing him to be do gezel? Good kasha.
Yeah, but you can't buy your avaya matzah, it doesn't apply even if you sell it, if you still have a ratzon for the chametz, even if it's not yours.
Huh?
Even if it's not your chametz, and you have a ratzon for chametz, and you want to eat it, so you're still in violation of buy your avaya matzah.
Not if you don't own it.
Even if you look at a chametz store. No?
What?
Even if you don't own it, you look at a chametz
store. Rebbe,
is that a schus gomor? If he's amud v'tzavach, you still sell his chametz.
I just told you, the Rashba doesn't apply that. If he's amud v'tzavach, I don't think anyone would hold you could do it. In Echanam. What Moshe Mordechai is pointing out, I had this case. The guy says you're not allowed to do that for me. That would be the nafkamina of the two pshatim and the Rashba. Right? And since the Rashba in the end says it's only by Shar Shichur, he's Amid Vatzavach, he loses. According to what the Olam quotes the Rashba as saying, by Schus Gomer Amid Vatzavach, then look, maybe it would work. You hear? But that's the Chazara of the Rashba.
I mean, that's also within the Chazara.
Yeah. Chazon Ish would say no. I think so, yeah.
I don't understand how the Rashba like phrases what he's saying. Because he brings the proof differently. He says this is not right because of Hezbollah and Gairus and all that. And then he says, but it's different in Shar Shichur because we have different scenarios.
Because if the guy was here, I could shtup it to him Balkar.
Why Masha'im came to get Isha was so or shouldn't he Masha'im came to Lekka or Masha'im came to
Masha in came to get Isha. No, get Isha is not a schus.
Exactly, but the whole question is, what's the difference?
No, that he's doing. You're right. Avad over there, we know it doesn't work by Amud Vitzalach. He proved that already. He's just saying all of these cases only work for Shechar and it doesn't work for Gedisha. Why? Because everyone agrees Gedisha is not even a schus. Even the Rabbanon hold against her, agree by Gedisha that it's not a schus.
So as far as it works in Eved because it works in Eved, is that like...
It's only by Eved because it can work against Mamish Bal Karche. And it's a schus.
So what's there's no svara since this works in Eved?
No, it is a svara. In a situation where if he were here, I could give it to him Bal Karche, so then... Also, when we're applying Zachal under Shlomovanovich, could work by Bal Karche.
Yeah, but
it's no worse than Bafanov. Zachal under Shlomovanov, like as if it were Bafanov.
Yeah.
So when it's a schus, Gedisha is not a schus.
It's saying it's not like a lot of lumpness. It's just saying like we have a dim.
It's not a lumpness. It's just limiting. It's just limiting his chiddush. Even though I'm saying that a schus gamor. Amr b'tzavach will work. It's limited to cases where, if he was b'fanav, Bal Korche would work. Rabbi Isai, I still think the Rashba is a lot of lumdis. Gilad. Let me ask you the following question. We had the k'tzois. Machlek is the k'tzois in who?
Ritva.
In what sugya?
Yeah, what sugya?
Chasam Shofar. We learned like 400
sugyas. Rush.
Which sugya is Zachem Yonah?
Oh, in that case.
That's not, it's that. The same
Rush.
Who's the Tzai's coming to be Chaylik, huh?
Rashi.
No.
Rush.
The
Rish. Chasam Shofar.
No.
Oh, the
Someone stop recording, please.
The Tor.
This is embarrassing.
Truma Sadeshin.
Thank you.
Kilos Yaakov.
The Truma Sadeshin. What was the case of the Truma Sadeshin?
The case of the Truma Sadeshin.
Well, who?
Who?
Yes. Someone else. Yes.
What was the story, man?
Issa got destroyed. The Issa was going to get destroyed.
Who was in my house?
A French Kala.
A goat. Yeah. No, Chas v'Shalom.
A goat. A friend.
Fred.
A woman.
A woman that was a?
Neighbor.
The Sharpes.
Clean lady.
Oh!
But a Jewish clean lady.
Yeah, so you're by the window, the guy walked into the house and he was punched in the face.
What? The Mishartis.
This is the question from now.
The Mishartis, the Trumas Hadeshin says, she saw that you were not going to be Mafish Kala, and she decides on her own, without you appointing her to be her Shliach, she decides to be Mafish Kala. Zok the Trumas Hadeshin, and the Ramah quotes La Halacha in Hilchas Kala. The Halacha is, it's good. Comes along the K'tois HaChoshen, and he says, wrong. I disagree with the Trumas Hadeshin, I disagree with the Ramah, and Schia would not apply here. Why? Because Zochin Le'adam, V'loi Zochin Me'adam. Good? How does the K'tois support his Shita? Who did he find to support his Shita? The Rashba where?
By Adam
That was my Rashba that I stooped in. What was the original Rashba, Rabbi Isai? Iboilu ator mishaloy al shachaveirai.
It's a Gemara in
the Kiddushin.
No, it's not.
Sumas. Adarim.
Sota.
Adarim
daf. Adarim.
Lamed vavim veiz. Excellent. Frek the Gemara Kasha, could you be Tyrein by a mudder ana? So the Rashba says there, when do you need shlichus? When you are being Tyrein from my stuff on my stuff. Why? Because then you can't apply Schia. Why? What's the Rashba saying? He's saying my svara. He's saying Schia doesn't apply, and you need mamish shlichus because Zochin Le'adam, you can get a gift, but you can't Zochin Me'adam. The Rashba is the Bar Plugta of the Trumas Hadesh and the Ramah. Good. Moreover, Rabbi, we suggested, why does the Rashba hold that you have to be very specific? That it has to be what? Zochin Le'odom. And not Zochin Me'odom. Because the Rashba learns what? Simeon, based on a Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Beis Amid Aleph. The Shaila is how to read the Gemara in Kiddushin Mem Beis Amid Aleph. Rabbi Isai, it's such a geshmaka kisvul lachemes ashira azois. What a symphony! The Gemara has a kasha. How did Chalukas Haaretz work? Zoch the Gemara works through Zochin Ladam Shalai Befonov. Frick the Gemara kasha. What are you going to say? By Koton. So the Gemara says you're right. It works through a different parasha. So now the Rishonim have a machloikas. How to read the Maskonas HaGemara? What's the machloikas? At the end of the day, when the Gemara backs out, does Chia work blank or does Chia work blank? Does Chia work mitam shlichus, which means what? Explain to me as an Amaharet what that means. Means zochim la'adam shalei b'farav means what? Means there's an umdina, there's an anan sadi, that you are as if you did what? Appointed me and said, please represent me on my behalf, even though what? You never had any conversations whatsoever with this individual. So that in Mimela is off the Balei HaToisis. It can't work by Ketanim because they don't have the ability to be Mana Shliach. They're outside of the Parsha of Shlichus. So Shliachs, Mitam Shlichus, won't work by Ketanim. Mimela, Toisis has a Kashe by Geiris. Toisis wants to know, how could you have a Katan that it could be a Geir on Tzubis Yir Alef and Alef if Shliachs Mitam Shlichus? So Toisis has to work on that Kashe. Masha Ein Ken Rabo Yisai, the Rajva in Kiddushin on Def Membeis. As well as Bamitzia Daf Ayin Aleph, the Rashba says, Mapitom. At the end of the day, the Gemara divorced what? Zechia and Shlichus. Memelos of the Rashba, Zechia, Lavitam Shlichus. If Zechia is Lavitam Shlichus, it could even apply to a Katan. Because you don't need to be a Bar Shliach. Because the Parsha of Zechia works what? Because the Torah was Machadish, the Parsha of Zechia. It's not as if there's an Anan Sadi and we assume that you ask this person to represent you. It doesn't work like that. It's a new redefined Parsha that now you're an extension of my hand, like the Tzoyis HaChoshen explains elsewhere, that works throughout without the Parsha of Shlichus. Im Kein Raboisai, we said that it has to be very specific. If you understand that Tzchi is Mitam Shlichus, that what is Tzchiyah? Tzchiyah just means something that I would want. So now it's as if I asked you to represent me. Should it make a difference if it's coming from me or if it's going to me? It's an anan sadi that this is something that I would want to be a benefit. So if I'm going to lose my challah, or if it's another tzchus, I'm going to obviously want it. If you had the conversation with me, I would have appointed you. Why shouldn't we apply this anan sadi and as if you made a shliach, like the Truman Sandeshan says? Tzchiyah minam tzchiyah, it makes a lot of sense. Masha Enkin Zochta Tzoyis, he found a who! He found a who in the Dorim Lamed Vov! A Rashba! A Rashba that works Lashitasa where in Kiddushin? Membeis! That holds what? Tzchiyeh? Lav Mitam Shlichus! Tzchiyeh Lav Mitam Shlichus, oh, it's got to be very defined. It's got to go lit Adam. It's not going to go me Adam. It's not just an automatic Anan Sadi. There's a new Parsha. There's a new Parsha that's very specific. Very geschmack. You think it stops there? It doesn't stop there. You think I'm ending the year like this? Absolutely not. What did Rabbi say? Omad v'tzavach. I'm screaming my head off. And you're still going to apply the Parsha of Zechia? Hayitachi? That's ridiculous! The guy's telling you I don't want it! Who is going to absolutely say, no question, that Tzchiyah is not applicable over here? Anyone who subscribes to what? To Tzchiyah? Mitam Shlichus. If Tzchiyah is mamish, just an anan sadi, then it's as if I ask, no, could you do this on my behalf? If I'm saying, I hate this! Get me out of here! I'm all on the tzavach! There's no automatic shlichus. Only the Rashba could have entertained such a possibility. And would even Rabbi Yisai, and I don't care that he limits it to shtichur. Lamaisa, he entertained it even Lagabi Kolotarakula, like the way the crackpot thought. In the get. Just after the get. Chevra. Rashba in Kiddushin Chav Gimel. With the Rashba in Nidarim Lamed Vav. With the Rashba in Kiddushin Mendes. is all the shittos. Geschmack? Not yet. Not yet. Who are we trying to defend over here? Shittas Rashi. Shittas Rashi that holds over here that Schia could work Bal Karcho, by Shtar Shechur, is just like what? Shittas Rashba. Who's the Bar Plugda of Rashi? Shittas HaToysis. Shittas HaToysis, is that what? In Gans Shas, Rabbi Yisai? Is that what? Schia is Mitam Shlichas. Ready, guys? Tnu gazel ishki. Tnu gazel ishti. Sok tehel gerashi. He's not able to be chayzer. But he's not the shuchar until what? Actually, yagia get liado. You have this. Nishtehin nishteher. Frek the halig and toisis and shitas rashi and gidin da tesam in bays. Frek toisis. What? If according to Rabbani, you were good with the parasha of Schia and you were mezakid all yidei acher, then what? Then it works and he's meshuchar? Legamre, Hilalter, right? What did we suggest that the machloikis Rashi and Tosis is? Avada what? Again, not only needs a schia, but again also needs a what? Nesina liyode. So Tosis holds through the maisa schia, you're not only zoichim to get, but what? Since schia is mitam shlichus. It's as if the get was no son biyado. Because it was your shliach and shlucha shalavim kamoisai, like the Rosh argues on the Rif. On the Aftesim and Beis, he says to the Rif, why isn't this guy fully meshuchar? What happened to shlucha shalavim kamoso? He was at shigil yado. What did we say to defend Rashi and the Rif, Rabbi? Maybe Rashi and the Rif hold what? Schias lav mitam shlichus. Memela what? You were zeich in the get. You can't be chayzer in dine momentis, but what? In dine yisr ve'heter was the get nosam liyado. The answer is what? No. That you need mamish shlichus. That you need mamish shlichus. And here all you have is schia. To answer the Rosh's time. If that's shot in Rashi and Toysvis on the Tesam in Beis is Lishitosov on the Yudom in Aleph. Toysvis doesn't understand over here how he can be Omer Mitzavach and he can't see like the Rajba and he attacks Rashi because Toysvis holds he is Mitam Shlichos and Memela Toysvis Lishitosov on the Tesam in Beis. Said, once you're Mezake, everything's a feta complete. Oh, he went into his hands. Like the Rosh says, like Shitas HaToysis on the Aftesim and Beis. Mashen King Shitas Rashi, who we said on the Aftesim and Beis, perhaps holds not like the Rosh and Toysis, and holds Chiyas Lav Mitam Shlichos, and that's why you need an additional Nesim Eliyode, and the Schus is only Lenin Chazoro. Wow! Now Rashi could hold like Shitas HaRashba. That even if he's on my Vitzavach, and he's saying, I don't want it, Schia still applies. Because it doesn't work through the regular din of Anan Sadi that's Vitam Shlichos. My Rebbe Rabboisai, all the Shitas could work together. Gevaldik is one. Sugya, it's all connected. It was Givaldi to learn with you this year, Rabbi Sai. And Amir Tzashem, we should have a continued Geshmak in Torah for many, many, many years to come. That's it. That's all she wrote.
This is, we're just scratching the surface. The Chofetz Chaim said we can learn for years and years with the greatest gedolim in the world. And we walk from all the generations from Moshe Rabbeinu, Zoch the Chofetz Chaim, and you wouldn't even scratch the surface of the godless empire. Zoch the Chofetz Chaim, that's what it means, Teres Hashem Kinema. It's so tummim. You just can't stop. There's so much more and more and more. This is a little taste, a little mashu, a garnish of how the sweetness of Torah, of how things and how the sugyas connect and they build on each other. So we just saw, even in the last few weeks, how the sugyas build on each other, Abaisai. Alachas kama v'kama, a person who continues his learning, who's mamshich in his learning, who stays connected in his learning. No matter how much of a day you learn, Rabbi Isai, but you make it a mamish akinyan, you make it part of your lives, Rabbi Isai, you will see peiros, and you will see that the Torah is so tamim, and there's nothing as valuable and complete like Torah, and Mirtz Hashem should all be zoiche, to have all the daigas of life taken away, to be able to sit down and learn and be connected to the Torah. I want you to ask yourself one question. If I gave you $7.3 million to put in investments and to let it roll for the rest of your life, would you mamish be sitting there as much as you can to learn? Or is it that, no, I just can't do that. I need to work for work. Why are we here? Are we really searching for the learning? Are we really searching for that connection? A guy needs parnasa, a guy needs to live. My shaila is not like that. My shaila is, what if I have $7.3 million for you for the rest of your life? You put that in a bond, Rabbi Yisai. You can make 5% on that. You're fine. Fine. You live comfortably for the rest of your life. What's the answer then? Once a person answers those kashas, Rabbi Yisai, then you'll be able to answer all the other kashas when you don't have the $7.3 million. But if fundamentally you can't even say that, and you can't, so then we have a problem. Then there's something lacking. Then we gotta be mitzvah. We gotta open up. And I'm not saying it's so simple. I'm just saying you have to call the zach what it is. What's stopping me over here? Is it really the tiridus? Is it really the fact that I have the job and the pressures? Which, don't get me wrong, Rabbi Yisai, I'm realistic. You guys have a lot of pressures. That's why I'm trying to arrange as much as I can. I'm making my summer more difficult in order to enable as much access to Torah and learning and chaburas as we can. Mirtz Hashem, we should be able to do this, and we should have atzlacha. My shaila is, what happens when there are no tirdus? What happens on the Sunday afternoons, Rabbi Yisai, when you're doing absolutely nothing and you're just flicking on the phone all afternoon? What happens to all that dead time that all of us have, the Saturday nights, the Sundays? This is a shaila that you have to need to ask yourself for the rest of your life, no matter where you're going to be. Why aren't I sitting in the room? Why aren't I tasting this? Why was this just when I was registered in a program and I had that Rebbe looking after me that it was only existing then? Maybe there's something lacking. Maybe I need to be mechazik in my connection with the Rebbe Nishlam. Maybe I don't really feel how tamim the Torah is. And that's okay if a person draws that conclusion, as long as we can work on it. As long as we can realize, we all know, and we're bala emuna, that the Torah is emes, that there is nothing really greater, and I hope, and I daven, for siyata d'shmaya, to taste that, and to tap into that, and to connect to that. But I'm telling you, Rabbi Yisai, what we've accomplished this year, it's not, like the Chofetz Chaim said, it's not even scratching the surface. It's not even scratching the surface. I haven't even scratched the surface. Chaim Kanievsky said he didn't describe the service. There's so much to do, so much to explore, so much geschmack to be a part of, so much of the welt of Torah, of the Rabbeinu Shalom's welt, that's better than anything else. We should all be able to live our lives, construct our lives, build families, marry people, respect and engage and understand what this means, and Amir Tzashem, build quality relationship of Atem Hadveikim Bashem Chaim Kulchem Ayom. As I live Chaim Kulchem, I'm just getting more Dovik and deeper connection with the Eibishter, with the Rebbeinu. That's what it's all about. Chasidus, Misnagdus, everything, whatever you like, Gartel, no Gartel, it doesn't matter what yarmulke you're wearing. Atem Hadveikim. I want to be misdabik in the Rebbeinu Shalom. I want to dig it deeper. I want to cleave to him. I want to get closer and closer. Parsha Shir, no Parsha Shir. That's the Parsha. That's the Shmuz. That's what Kol HaTorah Kul is about. And that's what I can continue, whether I'm here, whether I'm there, whether I'm learning Brachas, whether I'm learning Gittin, whether I'm learning Tmura, whatever I'm learning, Rabbi Sand, it's all Shaykh. That Dveikus should get deeper and deeper and deeper. Mirtz Hashem carry you through all the challenges of life. Mirtz Hashem with a lot of Hatzlach.